Yeah. It's May 1st.
Yeah, that's right. We blinked and then it became May. May 4th, it's our first Wine Wednesday of the month, so we like to get things kicked off with some delicious Duatore Pinot Grigio. It's rather sensational. Do you like it, Vinny?
It is rather sensational.
Wow, it's like you took the words right out of my mouth.
It's on the cue card to my left.
Ouch.
Do you like it, Cindy?
It's you know what? Soft. I do like it.
Some citrus notes, yeah. Some floral notes. This is a little something that we give to customers when they move into their new home. Part of the Welcome to Your New Home bag of goodies, compliments of White Glove Moving. Just one of the perks of choosing a really good mover. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a win-win. So this little number is delicious, and it is, in fact, available at the Blue Star these days. Speaking of the Blue Star, we're very excited to be promoting some of the upcoming events this weekend that will be taking place. This weekend is very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. It's Derby weekend.
Yay!
What?
Yay!
Oh, my goodness! And most importantly, it's the holiday that I earned nearly 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mother's Day weekend. That's
yay!
Right.
To go.
Anytime you get an extra holiday, another day where people lavish you with love and gifts and mm-hmm. they do all the cooking and cleaning, that's a day that you really mm-hmm. want to sign up for more of. That's it's great.
I'm 16, so I'm not that special anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, it
yes,
is.
You
yes,
you are.
You are special every day.
In our eyes.
Right.
Just
it's
not
special.
In his.
Wait until he's like 20-something again. Then,
yeah.
Then
right.
You get to be the leading lady all over again.
That's mm-hmm. always
when they
awesome.
Get some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's go into some of the details because there is a lot to cover. It's May. It's the month of military appreciation,
wow.
right? So at the end of May, it is what holiday?
Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. So military appreciation is something that I really want to pass along to our listeners. When you see someone wearing their veteran hat from whichever branch that they've proudly served, go ahead and say thank you. I was just at a open house this weekend. The young man, of course, is graduating from college 2 weeks before high school because he participated in the dual enrollment program. So proud of our friends and their son. But all of the group that he was going and hanging out with all of these years, they're all going off into the military, either Air Force or Navy. And I was so proud of those young men and thanked them so much for their upcoming service because in just a couple of weeks, their worlds are going to be changed mm-hmm. forever. And it's just very valuable for us to show some appreciation. I think that we all know of someone that served, and with it being Military Appreciation Month and for May, you know, just do our a little thank you goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
And you know what some people say? If you see the person with the hat on, the emblem, walk up and shake their hands.
Yeah.
And say thank you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I should shake more hands.
There you go.
That's what I should do.
Okay.
I would say, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And
it ladies.
Is appreciated. My mm-hmm. brother used to serve, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my brother just, my baby brother just enlisted, and my older brother, he's active and already did 2 tours, so it's the least that we can do. But let's talk about Derby, because it is days away. I can't believe that... my Facebook feed had memories coming up from last year, and we had a great time. So it's going to be the 7th annual Derby party. It might be the 8th annual, actually. Derby party at the Blue Star, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Downtown Vero Beach. And, of course, it goes to benefit the Special Equestrians. And we're very happy of that affiliation. That affiliation's been going on for a couple of years. They go hand in hand. They really... play with one another and compliment one another well. And with that being said, we have Vinny Parentella. He's the president over there at the Special Equestrians, and he's helping to make our requests from last year of can we please, Vinny, have a pony come true.
Now, what type of pony would you like? One that moves or one that just stands there and doesn't move?
I want a real one that doesn't move much because we want to take pictures with them and pet them.
We
right.
yeah. will bring one of our most favorite ponies there. Yes, of course.
Really?
I think I'm going to get my way
right.
this year.
Oh, my listeners, I hope, are very excited. That's right, folks. We're going to have a Derby party mm-hmm. with an actual pony on site at the Blue Star. That's awesome.
Now, does this pony come from the Kentucky Derby?
It does not. No.
So it's a good pony.
It's a therapeutic pony that we house in our stables out there, and very friendly, very relaxed, and come one, come all, and
to
see the beautiful
Blue Star
animal.
Yeah, 5 to 8 is going to be the actual set festivities. But Kitty Wagner, owner and executive chef there at Blue Star, is so generous that she's giving 10% of the night's proceeds all the way up until close to the special equestrians.
Wow.
That's awesome.
On top of all of the other stuff that hopefully they'll be able to partake in, like raffle prizes and everything else. But let's quickly talk about what is the special equestrians and where is there?
Special equestrians, yes. Thank you, Anna. Back in 1992, that's kind of when we were founded here in Indian River, and it is Special Equestrians of the Treasure Coast. Our barn is located west of 66th Avenue off of 53rd Street. So if you're out in West Town, West County, go from the north, from the south, and then you head west on 53rd Street. We're down one of the last properties on the north side of the road. There is a sign out front, a lovely gate, and a beautiful ride up through the property up into the barn area.
Very nice. Very nice. And to think that it's all right here. So being that you're Special Equestrians of the Treasure Coast, you service these children in need that aren't just necessarily from Vero Beach or Sebastian or Felsmere.
That is correct. It's predominantly within the county. We like to serve the clientele of the residents here in Indian River County. There are some from immediate surrounding communities, but and we're not really limited age. A lot of people ask us, well, what are the age groups, or is there cutoffs or anything? Really, there is no age cutoff. The beginning age is right around 4 years old, and we have them all the way up, and there is no cutoff for age on the top side. So.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It's children, adults, and anywhere in between.
And so they come and they get to receive therapy through the interaction with these ponies/horses, and I believe you have 8 on site these days?
We do. At this present time, we have 8, yes. And we do have a waiting list of riders. I like to refer to our horses and ponies as our therapists.
Oh,
because they
horrible.
Are the
That's
actual
good.
Good. Ones giving the therapy to our riders.
Absolutely. And what is some of the... Being that there's a waiting list, what are some of the requirements that you're hoping for when the children come? What is their most predominant need?
It's actually varied. We do have a interview process, and our lovely directors and volunteer staff, do have criteria for accepting these riders, and it's not just physical disabilities, but also mental disabilities also.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
a whole criteria that they go through, but it's very relaxed. It's not pressured in any one way. But obviously, it's a therapeutic riding facility, and so it's designed for those in need of such therapy.
So interesting. Mm-hmm. And I believe at this present time, there's approximately 40 students and 35 volunteers to help make this process work on a daily basis. But you do have it broken out into camps as far as spring and fall, correct?
There's
there are, opportunities
yes. throughout the year. And we do a lot of grant writing. Obviously, it's all soft money, so we're constantly writing grants to bring in monies to support the facility and our therapists, meaning horses. So it's labor intensive. It's funding intensive. Because our therapists are live animals, it's a 24/7 day a week operation. And they love to eat just like you and I love to eat. So it's something where we do need the funding on a constant basis, because it's not something where we put a closed sign up and then go on vacation for 2 weeks. It's 365 days a year. 24 hours a day for 7 days a week.
Wow. Well said. Well said. So in order to help raise some additional funds, again, 10% of the proceeds for the Derby Party this upcoming Saturday at the Blue Star will go towards the special equestrians. In years past, we've been able to present them with checks of upwards of $1,200, $1,500, which isn't bad for just a couple hours of play.
Excellent.
Really, for our guests that are coming into the establishment. But this year, they're enticing us with different things. In fact, there's going to be a big raffle, gift certificates, wine, other fun stuff in the basket, so you'll get the opportunity to buy tickets. You're going to have some volunteers on site that day, correct?
We are.
To be able to not only help with selling the raffle tickets and enticing us with those great prizes, but also to monitor and be beside our fantastic therapist on site.
That is correct.
Who will very well likely be draped with red roses, I hear. He's going to be like derbified.
She will be the unofficial derby winner for the moment on that day.
Oh,
yes.
This is going to be so cute.
Wow.
So excited.
Pictures, lots of pictures.
Right?
Kodak photo moments.
See, yes. Melissa gets it. And for those that are listening, we're here. We have Vinny Parentella of Special Equestrians. He's given us a little rundown on the background. And we're going to come back from break in a few and discuss a little bit more about Special Equestrians and what we can do throughout the year, aside from just coming into the Blue Star for the Derby Party this Saturday. But Melissa Schreiber, she's here. She's the owner of the hair studio of Vero.
Hi.
And I think you're going on your 1 year anniversary at your location.
At my new location,
Yeah. So for those that might have remembered, once upon a time, she was over by the patio, and now she has a great, great, great location off of Oslo and US 1, where walk-ins are welcome and appointments are encouraged.
Yeah.
But it's what on Sunday again?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
See, I forget.
Because she has so many appointments. We're lucky we even got her here today. But you're doing a nice little incentive for all of the...
Moms
and those that need to get gifts for their moms, mm-hmm. whether it be your mom, a mom figure, or the mother of your children. What's our great promotion at the hair studio, Vero?
Where if you come in to get somebody a gift of $50, a gift certificate to get their hair done, you'll receive a gift certificate for yourself of $10.
Or you could give them that one, and then they have $60 in hair care services and products that they can purchase. And how fun is that?
Even better.
Spend 50, get 10. It's a nice promotion over there at the hair studio with some great new products and inventory. We're going to tackle this and a whole lot more. You're listening to the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the hair studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the hair studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Let's talk home ownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances, with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome. Large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star. Goodness. Yeah, we're going to have a little fiesta over at the White Glove facility. 70,000 square feet, climate and humidity control. And for one night, a fiesta.
Sweet.
That's right. For all the realtors, part of the Realtors Association of Indian River County, the Live at 5. We're going to have them all come through. We've got some fun things up our sleeves. So all the realtors that might be listening, we hope that you'll come tomorrow. No RSVP is needed, but you'll get some tours and you'll get to understand a little bit more about the moving industry. We'll have some fun things to do, like make your own maracas. What? Yeah. Woo! Do a little riddle hunt. What else? I don't know. Whatever else I could think of. But it's that time of year. It's May. The kids get out of school soon. Our seniors are out of school practically. You might be considering buying or selling. If that's the case, I have two very trusted partners that can help in the financial and detail side of things. So if you are thinking of listing your home, Protected Title is going to be a great resource for you. They have an in-house real estate attorney, and they can handle all of the important documents when it comes to selling your prized possession and make sure that they're looking out for you in the deal. Being that they have the real estate attorney on site, no time delays for paperwork having to go here, there, and everywhere. Plus, they go above and beyond to make the closing easy for you and for your realtor, as well as for the other parties involved. So if you're thinking of listing your home, consider reaching out to Protected Title. And my friends at Caliber Home Loan, these ladies are dynamite. Are you familiar with them, Vinny? Because you're kind of out in the circuit a little bit. Caliber Home Loan, they just opened up a new facility. In fact, they'll be celebrating 1 year, too, in this new location, right on Miracle Mile, over by the Bonefish. And these ladies have been together doing local lending for over 30 years.
Wonderful.
And with that being said, they have all Indian River County appraisers to make sure that your properties are appraising and they're looking for the things that need to be done. So if you're looking to purchase, whether you're upsizing or downsizing here in Indian River County, you're going to want to reach out to Caliber Home Loans because they're going to help you find the best rates, the best possible product based on your needs, and of course, have a local appraiser so it all goes through smoothly. Yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah. And you know what? It's really cool that they're local.
It's really
because they know
cool.
what the vibe is around here. You know, it's not somebody coming from the outside.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then they don't appraise it. Then the deal
right.
falls through. And
then
you just
you
lost
do?
Out on your dream home. That's mm-hmm. super sad.
And what it happens.
And it happens a lot.
It yeah. does. Yeah.
Yeah. So call upon my friends, Caliber Home Loans, Protected Title. And then, of course, White Glove Moving and Storage to help with all that heavy lifting. And storage for as long or as little as you need. So that's good stuff. All right. So we were touching on the fact that it's Military Appreciation Month. There's also a couple other things that they want us to reflect upon in the month of May. It's Motorcycle Awareness Month. Mm. The weather starts getting great. We got a lot of motorcyclists out on the road. You should really check your blind spot before you go to merge lanes. I just witnessed a terrible accident coming down off of, let's see, that's US 1. You know, right where they built that new bridge by Young's Produce right there?
Okay, yeah, over by the Highlands.
Yes, yes, okay. Just south of the Highlands.
Wow.
Terrible accident.
And now you don't have to have the helmet.
We in Florida, we haven't had to have a helmet for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And unfortunately, this gentleman was not wearing a helmet.
Oh, goodness.
And I witnessed the whole thing.
So let's just be aware. We're on the road. We all have places to go, mm-hmm. but we all have different ways of getting there. That's for sure. It's also National Bike Month.
Bicycle. Yay.
It's, you know, there's so very few simple joys in life than going on a bicycle ride. Yeah. I love it.
I do too, yeah.
You know?
You can get anywhere with it.
Absolutely.
As long as you have the time.
I have a basket on mine.
Do you?
Yep.
Do you have a bell too?
I don't have a bell.
And what about, you know what I always liked? I'm going to date myself now. When you used to put the cards on with the clothespins.
Oh, flip,
I love that.
Are you trying to say that's a bad idea these days?
No, or? It's good.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, do people...
Vinny's like, I do it to mine all the time.
I feel much better now.
It's
Thank
awesome.
You.
Did I sound judgmental?
Just a little.
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean it that way. I meant that do people still do that?
Well, I have a glow-in-the-dark lights on mine, so I think I stepped it up. It's like a little... rave when I come in at the nighttime. I'm like, I want everyone to see me. I want them to see me. It's flashing red and blue green. Yeah. I'm like a party when I come down your block. It's crazy.
I find actually the lights Shocking. On bicycles, even during the daytime, are a good idea. The new LED strobes, I can't say I'm an active bicyclist, but I'm on the road.
You know a lot about lighting
during the day and being in the lighting business. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you are a bicyclist, I'm not advocating in one way or another. I'm just a personal note that I see the bicycle during the daytime if they have their strobes front and rear on much better than if they do not. Mm-hmm. So
well said.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good advice.
It is good advice.
Especially for the children riding their bicycles mm-hmm. to school and so forth. A little extra protection. Never hurt anybody. Okay. So we're talking about our upcoming derby party. And I wanted to touch on the fact that the Special Equestrians, having been here since 1992, they do a lot for our local area in helping these students with disabilities to be able to have more confidence and, of course, to be able to improve upon their skills through the use of the therapy horses, a.k.a. our therapists for the sake of this conversation, my wonderful listeners. So we have 5 PATH instructors on site here for the Special Equestrians. But what does the acronym PATH stand for?
Yes, that's a certification, and it stands for Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship, and it's an international organization, so it's worldwide. It's what facilities like ours, not all, because there is a process that you have to go through. You have to have certain requirements in order to get this certification. So it is a high level of certification for facilities similar to ours to attain and achieve to give the proper therapy to the riders coming in for the therapy.
And to think that you have 5 on site, if it's so difficult to achieve
that
and you have
correct.
5, that's,
that is
wow,
correct.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's a long process, a long training for the volunteers. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of studies and a lot of active things you need to do with the horses in order to achieve this. So we're very proud of that, to have that. And it does help the riders, the students, immensely.
And I assume you have a strong relationship then, or at least a referral source, if you will, with the various specialists throughout the communities so that they say that, hey, here's an outlet that could be beneficial to your child?
We do, yes. Certain medical staff here in Indian River County do refer clients to us. And during the interview process, again, we have that criteria. So it does. It helps all in the area. So that is a good benefit also.
I would think so. And if you want to find out more about how you can maybe volunteer or perhaps get your child or someone that you know on the waiting list, specialequestrianstreasurecoast.org, correct?
That is correct.
Is it plural? Special Equestrians or just Special Equestrian?
Special Equestrians, plural.
Okay.
Yes.
treasurecoast.org. You're listening to The Vero Insider, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. There's a whole lot more in store for Mother's Day, so don't go anywhere.